Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Ivy League.
I'm Israel.
Welcome to today's Dream to the Ivy League. First, we're going to do a brief introduction about the universities in America.
Universities in America. Howard University, or Howard, is a world-renowned private research university and a significant member of the Ivy League. Here comes out 8, President of the United States, 133 Nobel Prize winners, 13 Turing Award winners. In the fields of literature, medicine, law, business, and many other fields, Harvard has a high academic status and extensive influence and has been recognized as one of the world's leading institutions of higher institutions today.
Harvard University has a world-class academic influence in the fields of life science, natural science, law, medication, business, and social science. Among these fields, however, life science, medicine, and social science are considered as the most extraordinary ones. As for the ranks of Harvard University among the world's top 4 leading universities, it ranks the first in ARWU and US News World University Rankings, the 3rd in QS World University Rankings, and the 16th in Times Higher Education World University Rankings.
Yale University, or Yale, is a world-famous private research university located in the New Haven continent. It's also one of the 8 Ivy League universities, but it values undergraduate education most. As one of the most influential private universities in America, Yale University ranked 11th in the World University Academic Ranking, 12th in the Times Higher Education World University Ranking, 10th in US News World University Ranking, 15th in the QS World University Rankings.
When it comes to some certain fields, Yale has an obvious advantage in non-profit organization management, English, photography arts, history, paleontology, economics, jurisprudence, and philosophy.
Yale's motto is Truth and Light, which emphasizes freedom of thinking. One of the goals of Yale humanistic education is to cultivate students' humane spirit, which is a kind of rational attitude for true meaning of life, concerning of the realization of life's value, people's freedom, equality, and the harmony between man and the society, nature, and so on.
I'm Marjorie.
I'm Chloe.
Today we're going to try something new, and it is our new part, Overseas Study Knowledge. And we're going to introduce to you guys some basic procedures for further study in America.
Let's start with some famous tests then. The first one is TOEFL, which is the abbreviation for Test of English as a Foreign Language. The full score is 120, consisting of 30 scores for each part, including reading, listening, speaking, and writing. The score is valid for 2 years, and you can check your score 15 days after the test on its official website. The fee of signing up for the test is 1,500 yuan, What's worth noticing is that TOEFL is internet-based test, which means you need to practice your typing skills as well.
The next is GRE, namely Graduate Record Examination. Unlikely TOEFL, it is both internet and paper-based test. Before bringing your pen with you into the testing room in July or December, you have to finish the writing test online first. The score is valid for 5 years, but certain schools may require GRE scores within 3 years. The fee is a little bit cheaper, 1,460 yuan.
A rather similar test is GMAT, Graduate Management Admission Test. Literally, students majoring in business and commerce may take this to make their application more competitive.
The last one is IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. Part of the American University Acceptance Test Score is an alternative to TOEFL. For those who want to study in British, IELTS is not an option, however.
After finishing those miserable tests, we then move on to your application essays, which may be the only way for your dream school to learn about who you are and what you are, if there is no interview. An important heads up is that the life you presented in your essay better be a colorful and enjoyable one. Chinese students are usually outstanding in their academic performance, thus they tend to underline these advantages in their essays. But most schools, in fact, give preference to those students with multiple life experience, which means they encourage you to take part in social activities like volunteering, part-time jobs, and internship. And it is even better for you to have won several sports matches or instrument competitions. They want to see a confident, lively you rather than an old-school bookworm.
To win a bigger chance of getting admission, a respectfully higher GPA, great point average, and a recommendation letter will help a lot. For certain art majors, sometimes you have to submit your portfolio, such as photographs, drawings, or short videos or microfilms. And distinguished portfolio may make up for your probably not so satisfying GPA or language test results.
Margaret is a student dreaming of studying in US, but she's not clear about how to realize her dream. So she made an appointment with the guiding teacher Coco in a cafe to ask for advice.
So Margaret, how's your plan going?
Well, I can't make sure whether I've got a plan yet. I'm determined to study painting in America, but I have no idea where to start. Could you help me?
Yes, of course, but before we get started, can you tell me why you are so determined about it? Motivation plays a big role.
I've ever studied in an American high school for 1 year as an exchange student, and the experience has changed my life. I got high GPA, made good friends, learned a lot about photography and jazz music, took active part in artistic activities. For the first time, I realized how colorful school life can be and how much potential I can fulfill. So I think American education is more suitable for me.
Cool. You know it pretty well what you are going for, and that's your advantage. Besides your TOEFL and SAT scores.
TOEFL is 81 and SAT 1260. But I'm planning for top 20 fine art or painting major. I know it's not good enough.
Indeed, you've got a long way to go, but that's okay. You start your plan early enough, so you still have enough time to work on it. Additionally, top artistic universities are quite picky about students' artworks, so it's vitally important to polish your painting skills and improve your taste for art. But don't be so stressed. Still be open to more extracurricular activities, which would be of great help when you apply for American universities. You know the way to dreams would be rocky, but don't be afraid and have faith in yourself. You'll make it.
1,000 thanks. I know it's not easy work, but I'm braced for it. No matter what, I'll try my best.
Margaret did as she said. The process was full of difficulties, even more than she expected, but she never gave in. The immense enthusiasm and persistence deep down in her heart had always been supporting her. Ultimately, she improved her TOEFL score to 105 and set 1,410. But this was by no means the only barrier. This time, she's asking Coco for help online.
Sorry to bother you again, but I do need your helping hand.
Never mind, what's the problem?
You know, the application season has come and I'm writing my personal statement, but I can't tell which part of myself can attract the admission officer.
It seems that you don't fully understand the meaning of personal statement. Since the admission officers can't get to know you with their own eyes, personal statement is to show the real-life version of yourself and to prove that you are suitable for the university. So what do you want to emphasize in your personal statement?
Well, maybe my painting and my enthusiasm about it.
Brilliant. Any example about that?
Let me see. I've got some high-level awards of painting. I've held my individual art exhibition. I assisted my painting teacher with teaching work.
Excellent. And all you need to do is write them down and express your true feelings and desires about art and the university. Don't forget to add more details like your personality, extracurricular activities, and volunteer experiences, which can describe yourself in a more rounded way. Personal statement is crucial in your application, therefore it's not easy to handle. In my opinion, you've done well in both academic and artistic areas. If you write in a proper way of fully showing yourself, there wouldn't be much concerns. Send it to me when you finish, and I'll help you polish it. By the way, you are supposed to tailor your personal statement for the university you are applying for.
What do you mean by tailor?
Different universities think highly of different qualities. I've said that your personal statement needs to explain why you are suitable for the universities. So before writing, you need to search for information about this and add these elements to your writing.
Got it. How about other writing tasks like writing sample or curriculum vitae?
They've got more to academic work. Just find the resources from your own mind and experience. Then write according to their requirements. I'm confident with you about this.
Wow, there's a great deal of work to do. I must start right now.
You'll be fine. Good luck.
Margaret couldn't count up how many times she had reversed her writing. It seems like an endless period of time before both she and Coco could say okay. She took a deep breath of relief and had a good sleep, which she hadn't enjoyed for long. But the comfortable condition didn't last. Since the anxious waiting got her nervous, after that, here came the final result.
Hey, Coco, this is Margaret.
Hey, Margaret, what's up? Why are you so excited? Wait, do you mean...
Yes, I made it.
Wow, congratulations. Which university?
Many, actually. School of the Art Institute of Chicago, Maryland Institute College of Art, Columbia University, California Institute of the Arts, and School of Visual Arts.
Amazing, you've done a really good job.
Thank you. I wouldn't have achieved any of this without your help.
Don't mention it. It's your hard work that finally paid off. Now just relax and have fun. The new life is coming soon.
Yes, I can't wait.
Welcome to our free talk part. Last week, we held a saloon and many of our friends are gathered together to talk about our dreams to study abroad. Interestingly, we found that more than 95% of our participators were interested in studying in America.
Yeah.
And so today we are talking about that. Why do you think so many of our students want to study in America?
I think one of the reasons, of course, is that American is the most strongest country in the world, and it has a leading force in many fields. Like we are studying media and communication, and I think America are doing a great job in this field. So many of our students are dreaming of going to America. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think with the fact that America is, like she says, the most advanced country in the world.
How do you define advanced?
Advanced. Mm-hmm. Based on different perspective, you can say that a country is advanced. For example, okay, now we're talking about education aspects. Mm-hmm. With our research and even with from online, you see that many of the top schools there is from America. So, in the area of academics now we are talking about, in other area, when we start going to other area, it might still take more of our time. So, but in the area of academics, the most top schools are from America. And their mode of teaching seems better than many other countries. Though, I will not say that that's the best, if I'm saying, but I think that's the reason why maybe we just want to go there because of what they have heard about it and all that. So everyone wants to go and experience the educational system there. So I think it's a good choice. To me, I don't like America.
Why? That's the reason.
The fact that everybody just looking at America, I think there should be some other better places apart from America. And I think I'm not just considering only the academies, also the life there. From what I heard, some people there are not really surviving how they actually expected it to be. So I don't think I would like staying there. That's for me.
Maybe because there's too many gunshots for the safety reason. Is that a reason for you?
Maybe that might be part of it. America is a country, anything can, anything goes. Mm-hmm. It's not like China here that have a level of control. I think America is, they are too free for to do anything they want to do and all that. So some people can have guns, young people have guns in their houses. It's normal for them. And someone can just bring a gun in a restaurant and start shooting. And it's not obscure. So people live any kind of life there. And though they have the good part of it, but I don't think I'll like it in such environments.
Do you aware that in the other part of the world, for example, China is always criticized for, okay, we have a lot of government control, but the Western countries such as US and United Kingdom, they are praised for their freedom, this kind of policy. Do you like China's style or?
I think I prefer Chinese style.
Why? You cannot even get access to YouTube or you must.
Definitely everything that has its own advantage should have the other aspect of it. But I think when it comes to that area, there are some alternatives. So I think the alternatives are still okay.
So you are willing to sacrifice this kind of convenience in pursuit of China's freedom or China's safety. Is that right?
No, when compared to them, I think I prefer China.
Oh.
So probably because you are from China, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to experience other culture and other life and all that. Maybe that's why you like America. For me, here is my own America. So definitely there can be some other places, but I think I prefer China compared to America.
Okay.
I think there can be a compromising solution. You know, America's like the Democrats in America are actually making efforts to ban guns in USA.
In my memory, that is not not Democrats, but Republicans.
That's not really the point. But I mean that there is a compromising solution. We can enjoy the information freedom also free of being shot at the same time. You know, I think the 404 not found is not actually really necessary, but it's like we don't... We still can have access to YouTube and all those things, but at the same time, we don't need guns. You know, it's a compromising solution.
You mean with the help of VPN, we can actually get access to the outside world? Is that true?
That's one of the solutions, but...
But it is actually illegal.
Yeah, and it's not an official decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually in China, if you are pursuing those kind of information freedom, we may make efforts to make the government stop blocking the information, you know. Yeah.
I got a point. Yeah. What do you think?
In the ranking of university, there are lots of universities is in America, such as the Ivy League. And the people, under this influence, people may choose to go there.
Just because their academic...
And education resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's... I think the films are... Another reason.
No, you're talking about the media aspect now.
Yeah.
No, if that aspect, yeah, they're also good at that.
Oh, in that way, Korean is better.
No, Korean, you know, when you talk about better, also look at some that can easily go international. Korean, even though it's good, but you know, language is, there are some people that don't like, it's not everybody that has the time to look at subtitles. In my contract, it's never gonna have that time. So, but English, American, so anyone can just watch it. And so in that aspect, it gives them an advantage. So for those that are interested in media and all, I think it's a good choice also. Interrelating to media and like communication, I think it's also a good place. But there might be some other place better than that. That's what I'm suggesting.
I have a question. Are there any students just going to America just because of their movies? Is there actually people doing this because of American films and movies?
I think there's no pure factors. It's a combining decisions. We may go to a country. One of the reasons is for their lifestyle, their movie, their food, their culture, and we also consider their academic environment and so.
What's your point?
I agree with her. I think going to a country only because of its one aspect of thing, even not movie, just food or book or anything else, is not realistic. Yeah,
it's like travel.
So, as she said, it's a combining decision. We have to consider many aspects of factors. So,
or exchange. That's called exchange. You stay there half a year and then come back. It's like that. It's not really study there. You are not really studying.
But exchange student can also stay in there for half a year or 1 year.
Yeah, they are experiencing their lifestyle. They want to.
What's the difference? I don't understand.
If you are really going to America to study things, actual things, then you are actually starting knowledge. But as an exchange students, like if I want to go to Japan or Korea, is actually I'm experiencing their lifestyle. I want to be a student. I want to be a citizen there to experience how they live their life, how they are different from us, how they speak, how they go to school, how do they eat.
Citizen, are you talking about like immigration?
Something like that. How they live differently from us. It's not really study things. I'm not really obtaining actual knowledge there.
How many students do you think they actually consider of immigration before, when they first decide to go to that country?
I think very little, very little.
I will say that it depends on how things turns out. Like what she said, Coco said about have to check the factors surrounding your stay. Not just for one-sided, like, not just for education, not just for, because they like acting. So, depending on how things turns out, actually. So, now I know whether we still, plus and minus, and balance things, and know whether I still need to stay back or still. Well, I have planned of going to UK, by God's grace.
What?
UK, really? Yeah.
UK. Where?
Oxford. I want to go and study theology there.
Wow.
So, it depends on how things It's when how things turns out, so I might still come back to China. If not, I'll stay another place. But I like China so far, so good.
Have you been to Oxford or you will?
No, I think I have a slot there for a study there.
When?
It's meant to be next year, September. But I have to finish my studies there.
Wow.
So it depends on how things turns out.
But why you choose UK? Why you choose Oxford?
I think it has what I need.
Chinese people don't really believe in gods or anything.
Yeah, so I'm learning Chinese culture, not sincere.
Even though in this program we're actually talking about studying in America, I think we have more options other than America. You know, some Asian countries is actually a good choice. I think we have to think it through before we make any decisions, whether why you want to go to America. You go to there to learn what, or you just wanted to travel there, or you actually wanted to study actual things there. So think it through. Don't just make decisions like anybody else. Just not because everyone wants to go to America, so you want to go to America. You have to think it through.
Yeah.
And be responsible for yourself.
Yes. Don't let your parents make that fine decision for you.
And don't go there just because your friends go there too.
I think that's a good point. If not, just leave it. You can go there for a travel or a visit. It won't necessarily be that you're going there for life study.
So today we've talked about why so many of our students are heading to America altogether. And our conclusion is that we need to think through before we make decisions. We must think it through before we make decisions. So this is our free talk today. Bye bye.
Bye.
By the way, we will hold a similar overseas studying salon next month, and it will be studying in America.
Welcome to join us.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。